Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Mija, and welcome to Mija on the Mic. Thanks for tuning in. This week, we're going to talk about familia, family. Specifically, the very first person to make me a Mija, a daughter. I want to talk about the woman who inspired me to be a good person and to follow my dreams like she did once, because she shaped so much of who I am today. So here we go. 10 minutes to tell a real story of Mija and Tetica. I'm 6 years old holding an ice cream cone. I'm eating it quickly so it doesn't melt. My hands are all sticky, but I grab Tetica's hand anyway. I don't want to let her go. I love holding her hand. We're like best friends walking together. I count the gum stuck on the sidewalk, and the 7 train rumbles above us as we walk. Mother and daughter. Madre e hija. Together we walk down the street with sticky hands. I am not alone. I'm 12 years old, and I can no longer hold Tatika's hand when we walk in the street. I cannot remember when it happened. We had an argument about it, I think. And the compromise was that we link arms instead. I walk the streets of Jackson Heights to go window shopping with her. We call it brujiendo. And I want to feel grown up. I want to be alone. I think a lot about that feeling, wanting to get away, wanting to feel more my own person. I am 26 years old and I'm at a bus stop on a rainy day. I'm alone, here in Paris. The streets are sticky from the summer rain. I see a little girl with her mom walking in rain boots. She's jumping in the puddles. Her mother is not happy. She keeps trying to hold her hand, but she doesn't like it. I call Tatica.
Hello, mommy.
I stop myself. I cannot tell her I'm sad. Or nostalgic or emotional. The distance is too much. The pain is too much. She will be sad if I tell her I'm sad. So, we have a code. I say,
mommy, tengo mimitis aguda.
Mimitis is an illness we have invented since I moved away. It means the sad feeling that you get when you miss your mom. The only cure, of course, is to call her. She says, me too. We laugh and talk about her day, she hears the rain, and even though I forgot my umbrella, I tell her, yes, I have one. The truth is, I cannot afford to go home this year. I haven't told her yet. We stand there together, two women, parallel holding a phone. Me looking at the streets of Paris, and her looking outside her office window in New York. The bus arrives, and I start whispering on the phone. I don't want to be the loud Spanish speaker on this bus. People stare anyway. So I continue our conversation about shows she watched, about the weather, and then I get off at my stop. I climb the stairs, and she hears that I'm out of breath. She says, "Enjoy the workout." I laugh. And enter my apartment soaking wet from the rain, but smiling. Things aren't okay, but they always work out in the end. And even though she doesn't know why I need to hear it, she says, "Todo va a salir bien." And for this brief moment, neither one of us is alone. Thanks for listening. This is Mija on the Mic, a season of reflection on our shared experiences as daughters of immigrants. Over the next couple of weeks, I'll be sharing stories like these and inviting guests to share theirs. Follow us on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a note if you like this story. Tune in every Wednesday for a new story from Mija. This is a production of Studio 80, a Latina-owned multilingual podcast studio dedicated to raising voices across cultures. For more from Studio 80, follow us at 80 Podcasts on Instagram. That's 80 Podcasts with an S at the end on Instagram. Next week, we're going to hear from another daughter of immigrants whose connection with her family serves as a huge connection and inspiration to her work. Stay tuned. And don't forget, this season is also about you. If you have a story you'd like to share, I invite you to reach out on Instagram at Mija Podcast and leave us a message with a short story or memory of yours that warms your heart. We'll read it out loud on the show. Thanks for listening. Ciao.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get 80's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.